And Joshua the son of Nun sent two men secretly from Shittim as spies, saying, "Go view the land, especially Jericho." And they went and came into the house of a prostitute, whose name was Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told to the king of Jericho, "Behold, men of Israel have come here tonight to search out the land." Then the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who entered your house, for they have come to search out all the land." But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them, and she said, "True, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. And when the gate was about to be closed at dark, the men went out. I do not know where the men went. Pursue them quickly, for you will overtake them." But she had brought them up to the roof and hid them with the stalks of flax that she had laid in order on the roof. So the men pursued after them on the way to the Jordan, as far as the fords, and the gate was shut as soon as the pursuers had gone out. Before the men lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to them, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you devoted to destruction. And as soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, and there was no spirit left in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God, in the heavens above and on the earth beneath. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that, as I have dealt kindly with you, you will also deal kindly with my father's house, and give me a sure sign that you will save alive my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death." And the men said to her, "Our life for yours, even to death. If you do not tell this business of ours, then when the Lord gives us the land, we will deal kindly and faithfully with you." Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was built into the city wall, so that she lived in the wall.
If I had a text this morning, it would be Joshua 2, and I'll read in verse 15, which reads, "She, Rahab, dwelt or lived upon the wall." You know, when all else fell, Jericho, her house stood. When all in Jericho were under sentence of death, which they were, they died, Rahab lived. Rahab lived. Here is great faith. I want us to think today about our faith. What great faith seen in action can result in. Here in Rahab, the providence of God, in other words, his provision, what he makes. It's seen firstly in this, regarding the spies. They were hand-picked, they were trustworthy, chosen by their commander-in-chief, Joshua. They were accountable to him. They were given a special commission that was to search out the city of Jericho. God's people were about to enter the land of promise, and they had to take Jericho first and needed to know what was happening for them. So we see, commissioned by God in what we do, we follow his leading. That's important, in God's leading. For what we see with the spies is this: they entered one way and left another. They went in one way, but they left another way. What do I mean by that? Well, it's this: the place was the only place they could go to in that city was the house of Rahab. Nowhere else. That was the only place they could go to. Yes, she was a harlot. Yes, we've read that. Logical in the natural sense of things, that would be their purpose. That would be where they would go. But far from it, these men were on God's business. They were out for God to find out what was required for them. And that's so important to remember. Positionally wise, see its location. Why the house of Rahab? Well, it was on the wall. It could have been anywhere in that city, but it was on the wall because God was leading these men. It's God's provision for us. He will lead us the right way, the way we need to go when we follow him. We can be sure of that. So on God's business then, keep focused. Keep your mind, keep your purpose on the plans of God for you. Go where he wants you to go and do that which is pleasing to him. It was on the wall because it provided a way of escape. It tells us, you see, the gates were shut. The walls were high. The gate was shut. There was no other way out of that city except in through Rahab's house. Why? The way of escape, because she let them down through the window of her house, which was on the wall. That's God's leading, you see. He knew exactly where they needed to be, and he knows exactly where we are, and that's important to remember. That's why he leads us in the way that he wants us to go. And there will always be a way while we are trusting fully in God. Always remember that. Then secondly, not only did they enter one way and left another, but they came to the only one. Not the only place, the house, but to the only one in all of Jericho, Rahab, who could help. Why? Because she had made the Lord God of Israel, their God, her trust. She was able to help them. In chapter 2 and verse 11, it tells us, "Your God is the God in heaven." What a marvelous statement this is of truth, that someone outside of the promises, the purposes of God, not one of his people, can make a great statement like this of faith, that your God is the great God. She saw something in their God that wasn't nothing else, or not even in any of theirs. The God in heaven. See then here, faith in its infancy, faith in its very beginnings of realizing who God is. Not only do we see in God's leading to the home, but we see in his salvation to one believing. That was Rahab. What did she do? Think about this. She put her life on the line. Why? Because she hid the spies. When the king of Jericho heard that they'd come, that's where they sent. Where are they? Where are they gone? She falsified the facts. She said they've gone. They hadn't. She'd hid them to keep them safe. Here then was a great risk. It was to her and her family. She gave them, the spies, all the information they needed, because she said, the people fear because of you. They're afraid. That was what they were seeking to know. And she was the one that gave them that. Now, in natural thinking, she could be branded, if you like, as a traitor to her people. But here, it's in spiritual understanding that we need to consider not a traitor, but a trust in the living God of Israel. That's so important. It rose from her, that which touched the heart of God in a marvelous way, because God had touched her heart in the only way that he could. And God does this for us. He's the only one that can do it while we trust in him. So spiritual understanding meant to trust in the living God. Rahab, you know, think about this. She was a Canaanite. What do we mean by that? She lived in the land of Canaan. See, the Canaanites were under condemnation. They were dedicated, sadly, to death because of their sinfulness, because of the way they lived. Their time was up. Judgment was passed upon them. Jericho, the land, Rahab were all under God's condemnation. But the lovely truth is this, also in the gospel, the good news of salvation. The judgment was passed for Rahab, and mercy was claimed. God's favour was given, and God's favour is constantly given to us when we claim them promises that are true from God. And you know it says, by her works. Because in James 2 and verse 25, we read this, that it was her faith in the works that she did that won her that place with God. You see, that rose above her circumstances. Here then is a transaction of trust. And that's the vital word to consider. Trust in the living God. Our trust is in God. Our trust is in Jesus Christ today. And you see, she knew God was a God of his word. Why? Well, there was evidence to this. There was evidence to be seen because she said 40 odd years ago, God parted the Red Sea and his people went through. They still remembered that 40 years on, how great God was for his people. And you know how God is and will be always doing marvelous things for those that believe. Because also up to the present time, two kings, Og, king of Bashan, Sihon, king of Heshbon, the Amorites on the other side of Jordan, sinners again, they were destroyed by God's people. God was moving for his people. What God had done then for in Egypt, leading his people out, he was doing now by destroying the kings. God will surely do it now. This is what Rahab was saying. God will do great things now for us when we trust in him. And that's so to remember. Hebrews 13 and verse 8, a well-loved, well-known verse, which brings it out fully even for us today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Thank God, he's always true to his word, and God will never change. Now also, she brought from them, from the spies, a promise of protection. Because she let them down through the window by a cord. It was a scarlet cord, the word tells us. She was claiming a protection for her when the city fell, when they made their escape. Why the scarlet cord? That let them down. It was a witness to all Israel. It was placed, you see, in the window after they'd left. It was placed there for all to see. It was a witness that this house, Rahab's house, is under divine protection. And so are we. Who can separate us from the love of God? Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. And we are under divine protection. And that's what it meant. That was that house. Everybody in that house was saved at that moment of time. You see, it was a sign. It was a sign that salvation dwelt within that house. Sinners outside, but salvation within. And all Israel would know when the city fell that that house was secure. It's figurative, and time doesn't permit. But the glorious truth of the cross is where our salvation was won. That scarlet cord, figurative of the cross, our Lord's blood shed for us. The God's Son dies to save sinners. Rahab, a sinner, condemned, but delivered because she believed. So were we under condemnation because of our sin, but saved through the blood of Jesus Christ when we believe in him, when we believed in him and still believe that he'll keep us safe and brings us back to God. Then where does our trust rely? Jericho, right, was locked up. Their strength, their trust was in the walls. They were within and they were big walls. To their thinking, nothing could get in. We're safe behind the walls. That was where their strength was. And God's word tells us that the arm of flesh will fail. Whenever we believe in the things outside of God, they'll fail. But it is a real trust in God that will prevail, will always prevail while we trust in him. You see, for Israel, where was their trust? Now, they didn't fully understand what they had to do, because all the details, God's instruction, he gave them, they had to walk around the city walls. In obedience, they had to march around those walls every day once. On the seventh day, seven times. They had to listen to God. Even Joshua didn't know fully what God's mind was. But the key to it all is obedience. Obey voice of God in anything and everything. You see, following the Lord in obedience, we advance in our daily living for him, bringing it through to today. Sometimes, you know, we're not fully understanding his directions. God doesn't always give us his purposes, but he asks us to trust him through the circumstances. He asks us to believe that he will bring it to pass the right time, at the right thing, what his purposes are. We have to believe God, for God knows best. For our times are in his hands. Remember that. Our times are in his hands. His time, when revealed, is the right time. It'll be revealed just at the right time because God knows best. He knows what we need. He knows exactly where we are. He cares for us just as we are, to trust in him. Isaiah 49 and verse 8 says this. This says the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard you. In the day of salvation have I helped you. And God never changes. You see, when the people gave a shout, then the walls fell down. That was the sign, the shout. That was the fulfillment of what God had said. That was when it was revealed. Those that trusted in the strength of themselves behind the walls, it collapsed. There was nothing there. Marvelous truth, one house stood when the rest of the walls fell, part of the wall stood, and that was the house or the window with the scarlet cord in, because salvation dwelt within there. And in rushed God's people and finished them off, because you see, that trust wasn't in God. And for us, God will surely bring it to pass. His sure word stands forever true. Now see, faith in its maturity. We saw at the very beginning in Rahab, faith in its infancy. When she first trusted in God, your God is the true God. But now there's a fulfillment. Her faith has come through into reality. You see, true to her convictions, Rahab stayed secure. She stayed because of her trust in God. All the time they walked round the walls, all of that time Rahab was secure when she was in her house. Then, when Jericho fell, the spies led her out. See, her faith led to the saving of her whole family as well as herself, because the key thought is within. It's within. While the family was in that home, they were safe. Outside of the home, they weren't. That was where judgment was. They would have all have died. And that was the condition. While your family's in the house, you're safe. Don't let them go out. Now, if we think about that, secure were those within, but those without died. Those who trust in God are secure. Remember this. The world is a dangerous place to be. If some of Rahab's family hadn't believed and hadn't gone in to that house and stayed outside, they would have died. See, we've got to trust and believe God. We've got to make sure our trust is absolutely in Him. Now, in conclusion, here we see faith rewarded. Why? Well, Hebrews 11 verse 31. By faith Rahab, she's mentioned in the Hall of Fame. Her name is in the Hall of Fame, forever in God's word, among some great worthies of God that did mighty things. Her name is recorded there. Then she married into the royal line of Judah because she married Solomon. Solomon may well have been one of the spies, we don't know. But Rahab, you see, was the mother of Boaz, the husband of Ruth. And what a godly man he was. So what an influence a godly mother has on the family. It's just something that's there. And what an influence that is. She was also the great-great-grandmother of David the king. And through that, into the line of Jesus Christ. God is true to His sure word. And then, God cannot and will not never fail to honour those who in believing faith honour Him and find God to be a loving Saviour.